Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you again for the privilege of drawing close and partaking of the beautiful life that we have in Christ Jesus. Thank you for this wonderful prayer year that we can just get to know our Lord better, know you better, and experience your power. Flo is going to be busy with that. The depths and the height and the greatness of your power towards us who believe. So thank you for this word this morning to enlighten and encourage in Jesus' name. Amen.
We are reading Ephesians 1 verse 15 to 19. When I heard of the solid trust you have in the Master Jesus and your outpouring of love to all the followers of Jesus, I couldn't stop thanking God for you. Every time I prayed, I think of you and give thanks. But I do more than thank. I ask. Ask the God of our Master Jesus Christ, the God of glory, to make you intelligent and discerning in knowing him personally. Your eyes focused and clear, so that you can see exactly what it is he is calling you to do. Grasp the immensity of this glorious way of life he has for his followers. Oh, the utter extravagance of his work in us who trust him. Endless energy, boundless strength.
Hallelujah. It's just so beautiful. Yeah, you know, here you can see the prayer is towards people with faith and love. So they've been touched. Amen. The Lord has taken out that heart of stone, given them a new heart, and they've got a new spirit. So they are there to be enlightened and encouraged. And where's this enlightenment and encouragement coming from? It's coming from being married, being united to the Lord, and so personally getting to know him. And that's why I just this morning, just thinking about the song again, these mercies on you every morning, that puts across beautifully there the wonderful relationship of coming out of darkness, out of this world, into Jesus Christ and into the length and depths and breadth and the height of the love of God in Jesus Christ. So that's what it's all about. We were in darkness, now we're in the light. And so this drawing close, that's what is so relevant. You are being stirred up, you've been enlightened, so you can enlighten others. If you're not enlightened, you can't enlighten others. If you haven't got faith, you can't give faith to others. But God enlightens and inspires us day by day so that we can have the love, we can have the expectations. And then the wonderful thing, he is the God of love and the God of expectation, so you can experience him in the day and in your life. So the Spirit of the Lord is upon us. He's anointed us to set free the captives, to break the yoke of wickedness, to preach this acceptable year of his favor. The favor of God is here. It's time to be enlightened. It's time to be rivers in the desert, lights in the darkness, shadows of a great rock in a weary land. Because our Lord is ruling and we are co-heirs together with him. We're ruling with him. So be blessed, arise and shine. I think of the wonderful scripture that prays your eyes of your understanding be enlightened. And what's enlightened? Get understanding. And you've got the wonderful verses there in 1 John. 1 John 5, right at the end. And it says the Son of God has come. And he's given us understanding. That's what you're praying for every morning. Understanding to know him who is true. And you are in him who is true. And this is eternal life, the God quality of life, resurrection life, the life of a believer that needs to be reality to you and declared and given and experienced. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.